Wouldn't you like to have a life where all the things are working together for good for you? Then you're going to have the working of miracles in everyday life. Now, last week, we had an interesting message. I don't know if you remember it or not. We had a youth renewal for your brain. Have you ever heard that before? I've never heard it before. I rarely hear people talk about youth renewal, and we know it is a promise of God, right? It is something God does. It's something that profoundly affects me to this day, that it is something that God did for our father and mother of the faith. It is what he did. It's literally what he did for them. Right?
Yes.
And so it should be something he does for us on a regular basis. And guess what? Your brain is part of your body. Guess where that message is? It's online. It's going forth. And people are going to hear it, and they're going to understand, and their brain is going to get renewed along with the rest of their body. Now, a lot of people would despise that message for whatever reason. Why? I don't know. But it doesn't matter. The people that despise it, they don't have to have it.
Right.
The people that appreciate it and like it will be blessed by it. And I've had people say that about many of the blessings, and they thank me for saying things that other people are not saying. I'm preaching to the people that have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying through me to them. But my point here is that I've got another message today. Where do you suppose I get these messages from? I get them from the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues a lot. Now, Paul said he prayed in tongues more than all of them put together. You know, I'm not there yet, but I'm telling you, that's where these messages come from. I don't make them up, but I'm getting them, and they're going to go online, and people are going to be blessed by it because they could not hear it in their own church or from somebody else. I hope you're ready for this. I hope you got a few minutes, because I really would like to get this across. It's going to help people. Say, it's going to help people.
It's going to help people.
People need to hear this message. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and let's pray. Holy Ghost, I worship you. I ask that we are able to speak clearly what you are saying to people in their ears right now, that they may receive your word, that they may be changed, and they may please you in this day, in this hour, in Jesus' name, amen. And I'm going to tell you, I don't always do this, but this is the title of this message. Sometimes I'll get titles, sometimes I don't. The Everyday Working of Miracles. Say, the everyday working of miracles. Now, working of miracles, let's just look at this quickly. We'll define this by the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and let's look at verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. Say, the working
of miracles.
Now, this is a two-part gift. The other one were the healings, those the word of wisdom, right? This one has working and miracles. And now, over the whole time, when you go, and we'll look at quite a few of these this evening, the working of miracles has something to do with a natural component and a spiritual component. The working is something they did in the natural, and then the spirit supernatural part. Let's say the working of miracles where Jesus said, you know, take your boat out and throw it on the other side. They had to work by going out to the and throwing the net on the other side, and then the miracle took place. See, they had the working part and the miracle part. They had the natural part and they had the supernatural part, working of miracles. Mm-hmm. So, working of miracles. Here we have it. Classic definition. Working, the Greek word is energema. It's where we get the word energy from. When you apply energy to something, when you mop the floor, what does that take?
Energy.
It takes some energy. And we're going to get into the definition a little bit more, but it's natural energy you got to do, right? Or if it snows, God forbid, you go out and you have to put some energy into getting it off the driveway or the sidewalk or something. Energema, that's the Greek word. An effect, an operation, working to be active and to do something. So you're doing something, working. Then miracles. Dunamis, it's where we get the word dynamite from. Dynamic power. So we've got the natural part, the natural component, then we've got the supernatural component. When they come together, you've got working of miracles. And we'll see this over and over again. Are you here? And we're talking about the everyday. Say everyday.
Everyday,
everyday working of miracles. So dunamis, that's the Greek word. It always carries the element of the supernatural or the miraculous. So it's force or power, miraculous power, ability, supernatural ability, You understand? There's always the supernatural element. Strength, supernatural strength. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Now, more often than not, in general, when we're talking about the working part, it has to do with speaking. More often than not, the natural part was someone speaking. I would think you'd want the everyday working of miracles every day. Every day in your life, every day, your natural situation being affected by supernatural things. That's the everyday working of miracles. I'll define it a little even better a little bit later. But let's look at James chapter 5 and then verse 16. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's what the King James says. Now, listen to what the Amplified version says. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer. Does that sound like work?
Yes.
Yeah. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man, that would be the natural part of the working, mm-hmm. right? Prayer, that's saying. Say, prayer is saying.
Prayer is saying.
Right? Of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. That's the miraculous part. Mm-hmm. You see? So we had the natural part that was prayer or speaking, and then we had the supernatural part was power coming after the speaking. And we'll see that over and over again. The power comes after the speaking. The everyday working of miracles is speaking and having the power become available and do things for you. Are you getting this?
Yes.
And let's just read right on here, and he'll even describe it himself. Verse 17, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. What does that mean? He was in the natural. He was a man in the natural with issues and problems like passions, didn't he? You can read some of them. Mm-hmm. There was this time he needed that, he needed a place to stay, he needed some food, he needed some, all these things, right?
Yeah.
Just like as we are. And he prayed earnestly. Was it supernatural? No, it just said he was a man like we are, and he did something in the natural. He prayed earnestly, or he said things. And we can go back and read the story, we're not going to, but he said it's gonna rain or it's not gonna rain. He said things like that. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. What was that? That was a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
It was a working of miracles. He didn't wave a wand, he didn't stomp a foot, he spoke, and he said, he prayed, it specifically says, and it rained not. Mm-hmm. So you had the Elijah being a man and praying, the natural component, and then you have it raining not, and then re-raining, I guess you could say that. That's the supernatural component, the working of miracles. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to give you and present to you another definition for our specific purpose here, which is everyday working of miracles. Romans chapter 8 and then verse 28. And we know that all things work. Say work.
Work.
All things work together for good. For our purposes, that's how I'm going to define working of miracles. Wouldn't you like to have a life where all the things are working together for good for you? Then you're going to have the working of miracles in everyday life. That's what we're defining here. Are you getting this? That means all the things in the natural, the job, you know, the red lights, the green light, all out, say all things.
All things.
Working together for good for you. Is that a promise? Yes, and we're going to see how we get there. The promise is the working of miracles in all things, your everyday life. All things working together. Working together for good is the supernatural. We will come back to this verse in a little bit. Mark chapter 11. Now here we have where Jesus did what? He passed by a fig tree. Let's go to verse 20. Mark chapter 11 verse 20, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou dug up with a shovel is withered. What did he do? He spoke to it.
That's right.
How did this miracle take place? Jesus spoke, and so the working of this is a working of miracles, you understand? It wasn't a healing. wasn't any of those other gifts of the Spirit. It was a working of miracles. And he said to the fig tree, dry up, and it dried up by the next day. It was a working of miracles. Did it happen in Jesus's daily life? Yeah. And Jesus answering said unto them, verse 22, have the God kind of faith, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say, doubt not, say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So what was the natural component here? Saying. The speaking and the saying was the natural component, and then the supernatural was it coming to pass. Are you getting this? Mark chapter 4. Here we have the where they're crossing over. Jesus said, let us cross over to the other side. Verse 35. Mark chapter 4 verse 35, and it came to pass when the evening was come, and he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Verse 36, when they'd sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships, and there were a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full, and he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they wake him and say unto him, master, carest thou not that we perish? What did they say? They said, we're dying. You know, and you don't care. That didn't sound like faith, right? But he arose and rebuked the wind. He spoke and said unto the sea, peace, be still. Mm-hmm. Was this a working of miracles?
Yes.
It could be defined by someone saying something and having a miracle take place. You understand? So the working part, say the working part,
was saying.
So when you're saying, when I'm saying, I'm working. And then I believe that it comes to pass. You see, that's the miracle part that takes place. Are you getting this?
Yes.
And you're just like Jesus. This was part of his daily life. He had to go across on the boat, right? Mm-hmm. And then Lazarus, here we have Lazarus. Remember, Lazarus died. I won't take you there. John 11, 43. You can read it later if you want. And Lazarus was dead in the tomb for many days, right? And what did Jesus do? Now, was Lazarus being raised from the dead a miracle?
Yes.
What did Jesus do? Did Jesus go roll the stone away and massage him and, you know, use one of those heart things? No, he spoke. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. What was Jesus' work? He spoke. Say, speaking is the work
of miracles.
If you're going to do it God's way. I hope you're getting this. I'm just showing you. Those are a few examples. I can go to many, many other examples. Those are just three that I came up with real quick to show you that the speaking is the working part. The speaking has to happen in the natural, and then the supernatural joins up with it, working of miracles. And so when we're talking about everyday working of miracles, it's something you're going to be doing every day. Are you getting this?
Yes.
All things working together for good for you. This is exciting. So all of those were classified as miracles. No one would deny that. And all had two things in common. Can you guess what the two things are? Words were spoken in the natural, and a miraculous event took place, which was supernatural. Say, words were spoken, and supernatural happened.
And supernatural happened.
I hope this is blessing you. It's blessing me. I think people long to live in the supernatural. They just don't know how to get there. They long to have supernatural things take place in their life, but they don't know how to get it to happen. Well, how would we have to start to get it to happen if we can see that all the working miracles take place when someone speaks? We have to learn to speak and say the right thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. But God hath chosen. Say, God hath chosen.
God hath chosen.
So the preacher chose?
No.
The world chose?
No.
The angels chose?
No.
The devil chose? No. God hath chosen. He's going to tell us what God chose. He has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen. yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. So God chose these things. We've already talked about the preaching, but we're talking about words in specific. He chose the vehicle of speaking words to bring to naught situations that are, or to bring into the world things that you want. It's God's method. It's what he chose. That's why the working of miracles go, oh, God's working a miracle. Well, how does he do it? By the foolishness of speaking. Mm-hmm. Say, God does it. By the foolishness of speaking. And he told me this last night as I was trying to go to bed. So I had to get up and go across the room in the dark, find my pen, and write it on the back of something. He said, he must have words to work with. God can do no miracle in the earth. Listen, God can do no miracle in the earth without words to work with. He must have them. Now, the words are the natural part. You understand? To work with is his supernatural part. So you must say the words. Say, I must say the words.
I must say the words.
For God to do the supernatural in my daily life. And when you're consistent with it, and especially when you're saying his words, you are walking in the working of miracles. And he went on, don't think that your confession isn't doing anything. You ever thought that? Don't think that your confession isn't doing anything. It is the material of which everyday miracles are made. Don't think that your confession isn't doing anything. It is the material of which everyday miracles are made. God chose this method. You didn't, he did. Are you getting this? Because we often think that, oh, it's not doing it. No, it is doing something. You could have thought that when Jesus spoke to the fig tree. We understand it's Jesus, it happened the next day, but it's still the same principle. You understand? You say the confession and you believe that the words you said come to pass, and you have whatever you say. That is the definition of the working of miracles. And if you say your confessions every day, pretty soon, every day, you have the working of miracles working for you. God chose this method. I must have words to work with, he says. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power. Say power. Wow. Now, would power be included in the working of miracles? Yes. Well, that's what we want. That's what the working of miracles is the application of God's power in your life. And frankly, in our everyday life, that's where we want it. Mm-hmm. Say, I want the application of God's power
in my everyday life.
Well, here it says, but you shall receive power after. Does it say that? After that the Holy Ghost is come on you. Well, okay, the power comes on you after the Holy Ghost comes on you. Is that what your Bible says?
Yes.
So it comes on you after. Power after. Holy Ghost isn't power. Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost. He's God, and then afterwards he comes on you, then the power. So let's see what happened after. Acts chapter 2, let's look at verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And verse 4. Are you here?
Yes.
Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, it said in chapter 1, verse 8, that the power comes after the Holy Ghost comes on them, right? Afterwards. So here it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, or he came on them, and began to speak. What was after the Holy Ghost came on them? The speaking. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak what? They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Then they began walking in the power of God. The power of God began to manifest for them in their everyday life because they were speaking and the power came. Say, when I speak,
when I speak,
the power comes.
The power comes.
It's scriptural. When I speak in tongues, what happens? According to the scriptures. Well, I don't feel like it. So what? You don't always feel everything, do you? When I speak in tongues, the power comes into my life. What are you speaking? I'm speaking what he once said. I'm speaking his words as he gives me utterance, and power becomes available, and it comes available and comes into my natural life. Are you here? Mm-hmm. Talking about the everyday working of miracles. Well, how do you work miracles? Number one is by speaking. Speaking God's word. Nothing could be better of speaking God's word than speaking in other tongues, because you're speaking as he gives you the utterance. He's giving you the words to say. Mm-hmm. So the power of working of miracles comes after the saying. Mm-hmm. We've seen it over and over again. The power of working of miracles for you in your life comes after your saying or your speaking, especially in other tongues. Mm-hmm. He may quicken you to say something specifically. That's good, but just in now, you don't even have to do. You just keep speaking in other tongues, and you know the power comes after. Sure. James 3:5. We don't turn over there. James 3:5 says, "So is the tongue among our members." Remember, it's a small thing, and it's among our members, and it boasts or works great things. It boasts. That's the working part. The great things. The supernatural part. Are you getting this? So is the tongue among our members. That's how you're working miracles. Is this getting across? Mm-hmm. Philippians chapter 1 verse 19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Now, he's talking about a specific situation. Mm-hmm. Are you here?
Yes.
And it needs to turn. Mm-hmm. Now, I can share what it is, but it doesn't really matter. That's not really the point. The point is there are situations. Say, there are situations that need to turn. Do you understand? And to turn to my salvation, the word soteria there, that simply means your deliverance. A situation that shall turn to your deliverance, shall turn to your prosperity, shall turn to work out for your benefit. Remember what we were talking about before? All things working, it shall turn. It shall work together for my good. I could put that there. Talking about the same thing, everyday working in miracles. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation, deliverance, prosperity, healing, whatever you need, through your prayer, which is what? Your words, your saying, your calling, your asking, your petition, mm-hmm. your words. It shall turn to your salvation through your words and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The supply could simply mean full, complete, and provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So here again, we have the two components. We have the natural part of your words, calling, and the supply of the Spirit, the working of the miracle. And he said he knows that it shall turn. Are you getting this? So the prayer is the natural saying part. The supply of the Spirit, is that natural? That's the supernatural part. Go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3 verse 5. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you. Are you here? Mm-hmm. Guess what we're talking about? We're talking about working of miracles among people, or among them in their daily life. You understand this? Mm-hmm. Most of that's when you need the miracle. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit. Now remember, we had the supply of the Spirit. So we have someone ministering the supply of the Spirit and working the miracle. How do you think the miracle, if it follows all the other scriptures, how's that miracle gonna be worked? By speaking. There's a supply of the Spirit and there's speaking. He said you'd be delivered by the speaking and the supply of the Spirit. Are you getting this? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Say, the hearing of faith.
The hearing of faith.
Now I got news for you. Every time there's a hearing, there must be a speaking. It could have said by the speaking of faith, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't work because they had to hear it. You understand? Faith comes by hearing. So he was speaking faith with the supply of the Spirit, and the working of miracles took place in their regular everyday life. You supply the voice. Say, I supply the voice.
I supply the voice.
You supply the voice. That's the working part, that's the natural part. You don't do the supernatural part. He supplies the Spirit. Said right there, through the supply of the Spirit. You shall be delivered by the prayer or your voice and the supply of the Spirit. That's the working of miracles every day. Every day. Are you going to have the supply every day if you don't use your voice every day? No. And you wonder why I keep saying you gotta pray in tongues every day. Why? Because that you're supplying your voice. You're providing your voice. He must have words to work with. And then he supplies the Spirit, because the power comes after the saying. Are you getting this?
Yes.
See, faith comes by hearing. This should be blessing you. And I think it is. Now, if you've come this far in this message, especially you at home, if you come this far, you're going to be rewarded right now. This has come to me through literally years. Say years.
Years.
Years of meditating and saying these verses of scriptures, and years of doing them, praying in the Spirit. Are you all right with this?
Yes.
Many of the things that I'm going to share with you, I had never heard anyone else say it, and I hope that it's going to reveal some of this scripture that's been blind to people for years. So Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. Likewise the Spirit, who would be talking about there?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. So likewise the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, also helpeth our infirmities. Now, the infirmities means sicknesses, number one, weaknesses, inability, lack, could be financial lack, right? Lack, shortcomings. You think about that? So the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, helpeth. Now, the word helpeth means to take hold together with, against, whatever it is. So the Spirit is going to take hold together with, against your sickness. He'll come to you, he'll take hold together with, against the lack. He'll take hold together with, against the weakness. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Who does? The Spirit does this. Takes hold together with, against the shortcomings. Is this good news?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Says the Spirit, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for. Say what?
What?
We don't know what we should pray for always as we ought. As we ought simply means how. So we don't know what to pray for or really how to do it, but the Holy Ghost is going to come and take hold together with us against the problem, even though we don't know what or how. But the Spirit, it says him itself here, but we know it means himself, right? But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings. Now, I've told you that before. It really would help if you put a period there, because it's going to show you something. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us or with us, right? The Spirit himself intercedes on our behalf. The Spirit takes hold together with, against. The Spirit helps. The Spirit advocates. The Spirit steps in the gap on our behalf. Are you getting the picture here?
Yes.
For us with groanings. Now, put the period there and stop and think for a minute. Who's groaning? Is the Spirit talking about the Spirit groaning here?
No.
He's not groaning. Who's doing the groaning? Who's doing the speaking here?
Right.
We're doing the speaking. That's our component. He takes hold, he does this with our groanings.
Mm-hmm.
He's not groaning. He doesn't, why would he have to groan? What is he groaning to himself? He knows what he wants. There's no need for him to groan. And the groaning just means you're saying things you don't know what you're saying. We know that that means speaking in tongues. Any good Pentecostal would know that's exactly what we're talking about here.
Right.
He's not the one speaking in tongues.
Oh.
We're the ones speaking in tongues. He's taking hold, interceding on our behalf when we groan. When we speak, he's doing this, right? He's advocating. He's standing in the gap. He's doing things when we're groanings. Look at this. I'm gonna read it again. For we know not what we should pray for, how or as we ought, but the Spirit makes intercession, intercedes on our behalf with groanings that which cannot be uttered. It says here, with groanings which cannot be uttered. Well, number one, that doesn't make any sense on any level. He's not groaning something it can't. That means he's not uttering anything. That's not what it means. It means you're now speaking, you're groaning, you're speaking in other tongues that which you could not articulate, that which you could not utter, and it isn't directly applying to the what and the how that came before it. You're speaking what and how in other tongues that you did not know how to do before. Is this making sense? And he's able to intercede. He steps in, he takes over while you're doing it. He does the miraculous part. Are you getting this?
Yes.
He intercedes on our behalf with our groanings. You can even put that in there because it describes who's doing the groaning. That which we could not utter before, that which we didn't know how to utter before, but now we do because we're doing it in the Spirit. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Isn't that good? Isn't that a lot more clear than what it seemed to say there? Yes, glory be to God. We do the groaning, which means we do the speaking. So he does it with our groanings. We know that. We speak as he gives us utterance, and then he's able to do the intercession on our behalf with our groanings. Now, let's read on here. Verse 27. And, so after we did all of that, right? And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Now, let me ask you a question. Could he that searches the hearts be talking about who knows the mind of the Spirit? If it is, that makes no sense on any level. Once again, of course he is the Spirit, he knows what his mind is. He's not the one searching the heart to know what is the mind of the Spirit. Are you telling me that if he searches my heart, he'll know what his mind is? That makes no sense. Okay, what it will make sense is when we read it, well, we take it and read it backwards the way so many Greek sentences are structured. It will make more sense. So let's read on here. It says, he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Let's read it like this. Just bear with me now. So we just got done saying we're groaning things that we didn't know how to utter before. And then it goes, because he makes intercession for the saints, right? Because he's interceding for you, the saints, taking hold together with against, stepping in the gap with our groanings, because he's making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Picture what's happening now. You're giving groanings, you're praying, and what are you doing? You're now working with the Holy Ghost according to the will of God. Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God, he that searches his heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. He that searches his heart, he that searches or examines his heart or looks down in his heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Are you getting this? The person examining his heart is the one that's been praying with the Holy Ghost. And because I'm praying with the Holy Ghost in other tongues according to the will of God, when I examine my own heart, I know what is the mind of the Spirit. How do you get to know the mind of the Spirit? By praying as the Spirit gives utterance. I'm praying the will of God, and as I look into my heart, I know, I can examine what is the will of the Spirit. Now there's another verse if you wanted to go and look it up. Hold your place there if you would, because I want to come back. I'm not done with that yet. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It'll say the exact same thing. Isn't that amazing? Paul wrote this to another group of believers. He wrote that to the Romans, and now he's writing to this to the Corinthians, and he's saying the same exact thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things freely given to us of God, which things also we speak. What are we speaking? The things in the Spirit, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual discerns all things, yet he's judged of no man, for who has not known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have what? The mind of Christ. How did we get the mind of Christ according to these verses of Scripture? By praying and speaking the words that he taught us to pray and speak. Are you getting this?
Yes.
It's the same exact thing said in a little bit different way back in Romans chapter 8. Because he makes intercession for the saints when we're groaning and speaking with him according to the will of God, when we search our heart, we know what is the will of God, we know what is the mind of the Spirit, we have the mind of Christ. And after all of that, after praying, we can know the will of God, we have him interceding for us on our behalf when we're groaning, when we're praying in the Spirit, we're speaking his words, he's stepping in to help us. Say, he's stepping in.
He's stepping in.
To help us.
When I speak.
In other tongues. That's what we're talking about. He's coming in to help us. And, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good. And what is that? That's the definition of the working of miracles. All things working together for good. Why would that be? Because you're speaking as he gives you utterance. I'm speaking the words of the Holy Ghost, and the power comes after. What's the power coming after? It's coming after the word spoken. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and call according to his purpose. So we know not only that we know the will of God, because we have the mind of Christ when we pray in the Spirit and look into our heart, and we'll know the will of God, and we know the power of all things working together for good. That is the power of the working of miracles in your everyday life. Now, it's not going to happen every day if you don't pray every day. Say every day. You can't have the miracles without the words. You don't have the power without the words. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? You don't have the power without the word. So when you're praying every day, you're praying in the Spirit, you are literally working miracles in your everyday life. Say this:
when I pray
in the Spirit every day, I am literally working miracles in my everyday life.
Every day.
We're talking about everyday working of miracles. The power comes after the saying. The power of all things working together for good. We know the will of God, and we know the power of all.
I know the power of all things working together for good for me.
You know the power of the working of miracles in your everyday life. Mm-hmm. Is this scriptural?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this any good? So everyday tongues. What are everyday tongues? Those are the tongues you speak every day, right? You get up and you start speaking in tongues every day, and the power comes. Why would the power comes after the speaking in tongue? Why did the power come? Verse 28. Mm-hmm. That you know all things. The power. Say that the power of all things working together for good for me. It goes out and it does. It works for you. The power, everyday tongues. Every day working of miracles. Every day all things working together for good for you. So just stand on your feet for a second here, and we can know the power of all things working together for good for us. Let's pray in tongues a little bit, and then I'm going to say all things work together for good for me. And so I'm going to show you what you need to do. We'll pray in tongues for a little bit, and then you'll repeat all things work together for good for me. We'll pray in tongues a little bit more, and then we're going to say what? All things work together for good for me, because this is how you have everyday working of miracles. Are you here?
Yeah.
Let's pray in tongues a little bit. Frote, pasta, kinite, monodon, marafin, codadis, prostois, baish, bong, defagisto, glecage, plavada, sanande, costa, kashid, castos, kashtotse, prahakta, hasta, casta, place, de prosta, frasca, stashtis. Now say this: all things work together for good for me. Pray in tongues some more. Fote, drobadat, trozim, skodavand, blegogdaexepeche coblis. Don't think this is funny at home. Miracles are taking place. Say this: all things are working together for good for me. Praying tongues, fote, drop sign, the teen, maton. Flanto blen chamlo uke strahab dahaste stabisto stabraste krazontong jeke kamalunski hoot poya balafrehabaskastis. And one more time: all things work together for good for me. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for working these things in these people's life, and all things truly are beginning to work together for good for them. And we'll keep this up, and we'll believe you, and we thank you that all things are working together for good for us, and all things are working together for good for you at home. And we worship you, Holy Ghost, and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost, oh God.